This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Dana Jensen versus Division of Employment Security, decided October 29th, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Dana Jensen, appellant, v. WD-86895, Division of Employment. Opinion filed, October 29th, 2024, security, respondent. Appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission Division 2. Alok Ahuja, presiding judge, Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Dana Jensen, appeals the decision of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, which affirmed the order of the appeals tribunal dismissing Jensen's appeal for failure to appear at the scheduled hearing. For the reasons stated below, we dismiss Jensen's appeal. Background on August 20th, 2021, the Division of Employment Security issued Jensen an overpayment determination, notifying him that he had been overpaid on his claim for unemployment benefits in the amount of $1,600 and was required by law to repay that amount. Jensen appealed this determination to the appeals tribunal. On August 23, 2023, second Jensen was sent a notice of telephone hearing. The hearing was scheduled for September 8, 2023 at 11:45 a.m. The notice provided Jensen with a toll-free number he was required to call at the time of the hearing and advised, if you filed the appeal and do not participate in the hearing, your appeal will be dismissed. Born Jensen received and read the notice. He did not participate in the hearing, however, and on September 12, 2023, the appeals tribunal dismissed his appeal. 10 days later, Jensen sent a letter appealing the dismissal. 2. According to Jensen, at about 1 p.m. on the date of the hearing, he realized that he had missed his appeal. Jensen stated, unfortunately, a combination of a high-stress client deadline that Friday, a troublesome network connection causing me to be on the phone with IT all morning with the deadline looming, and my cell phone dying so it was in the other room charging, all led sick to me, missing my phone appeal hearing. It's an excuse and a terrible one at that, but my Google Calendar did tell me about the appeal while my phone was sitting on my desk in another room. Jensen requested to get the appeal rescheduled. The commission affirmed the appeals tribunal's dismissal, finding that Jensen's allegations, if true, will not support a finding of good cause for his failure to participate in the scheduled hearing. The commission thus found that Jensen had not made a prima one. In any case wherein the appellant, after having been duly notified of the date, time, and place of the hearing, shall fail to appear at such hearing, the appeals tribunal may enter an order dismissing the appeal. Perv. 288.190.3 RSMO. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. The letter was treated as an application for review to the commission under section 288.200.1, which provides that any party to any decision of an appeals tribunal may file with the commission an application to have such decision reviewed by the commission. 3. Facie showing that he is entitled to relief, and no purpose would be served by remanding to determine the truth or falsity of the allegations. This appeal followed. 3. Analysis. Jensen raises 2 points on appeal, both challenging the merits of the overpayment determination. However, we cannot address Jensen's claims of error, and instead must dismiss his appeal. We are tasked on appeal with reviewing the propriety of the commission's decision. See Stanton v. Div of Emperor's Secretary's Course, 321 SW 3D 486, 488, Mo App WD 2010. Here, the sole issue decided by the commission was whether Jensen had good cause for failing to participate in the hearing. Accordingly, the only issue our court can review is whether the commission erred in affirming the decision of the appeals tribunal that Jensen did not show good cause for failing to participate in his appeals tribunal hearing. Hubbard v. Schaefer Autobody, Seachers in Inxiers, 561 SW 3 458 460 Mo App ED 2018. See also Howenstein v. Houlihan's Rests, Incos 381 SW 3D 380 Mo App ED 2012. On appeal, this court may address only those issues determined by the commission and may not consider any issues that were not before the commission. Huckabee v. Div of Emperor Seki 363 SW 3D 52 55 Mo App WD 2011. The law is clear that because the three Any party aggrieved by a decision of the commission may appeal the decision to the appellate court, having jurisdiction in the area where the claimant or any one of the claimants reside. Paragraph 288.210. 4. Commission did not reach the amee.